USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Idalia's been downgraded to a tropical storm. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome says it's still serious.
These flooding rains are often one of the deadliest components of a hurricane, and people really take it for granted.
Idalia's moving across southeastern Georgia and the Carolinas tonight. The system made landfall in Florida's Big Bend area with maximum sustained winds 125 miles per hour. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the threat of flooding from Idalia is definitely on his mind.
And always we want to keep an eye out on flash flooding and potentially riverine flooding. We don't know about that yet.
PowerOutage.us reported there were over 190,000 customers without power in Georgia. In Florida, more than 200,000 customers were still reported to be without power. In the meantime, the Biden administration says all states impacted will have everything they need. President Biden says he plans to reach out to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell after he appeared to have another freeze moment on Wednesday.
Mitch is a friend. I know people don't believe that the case, but we have disagreements politically, but he's a good friend.
There are concerns about the 81-year-old Republican's health after he suddenly seized up during a press event in Covington, Kentucky. He is one of many aging lawmakers who make up the U.S. Senate. American Airlines flight attendants are authorizing a strike.
The Association of Professional Flight Attendants has voted overwhelmingly in favor of a work stoppage and plans to demonstrate at 12 airports. The union says members have been asking the airline for better pay and improvements to staff onboarding for years. While the union is in favor of striking, members will remain at work until the strike is approved by the National Mediation Board. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Newspaper publisher Gannett is pausing the use of an artificial intelligence tool after multiple major mistakes in articles. Users mocked the reports for sounding repetitive and robotic. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
President Biden says there is no longer any denying the climate crisis any longer as his administration deals with several natural disasters.
I don't think anybody can deny the impact of the climate crisis anymore. Just look around. Historic floods. I mean, historic floods. More intense droughts. Extreme heat, significant wildfires.
Biden met with his cabinet and agency officials Wednesday to discuss the federal response to Hurricane Idalia in the southeast and the devastation left behind by wildfires in Maui. Biden said federal teams are on the ground helping people impacted and said the federal government is going to be there for whatever states need. In the meantime, Maui County officials say they will not be releasing a response timeline chronicling the day of the devastating wildfire in Lahaina. Officials held a news conference this week also would not say when they knew people had died in the fire. They say that information cannot be made public yet because of ongoing investigations, pending litigation, and a county after-action probe. Amazon employees have resisted the company's return-to-office policy, but now they may not have a choice. CEO Andy Jassy said senior management concluded employees collaborated more easily in person. Many workers disagree and have protested, demanding data as proof of the company's claims. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy?